You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
When they were asked, you know, here's the question. How close to Father's Day do you purchase a gift for dad? Meaning, is this something that you give a lot of thought to and, you know, 2 weeks before you're out getting just the perfect thing? Mm-hmm. First of all, 8% of people said, wait, when is Father's Day?
Yeah, it's Sunday, so just a heads up.
6% said the day before, so that means the stores will be busy tomorrow. And then I got to love the 3% who said, on the way over to see dad on Sunday.
Right.
That's when they'll stop off somewhere and grab.
Hit the Conoco.
I don't know, what would be a last minute thing for?
Gift card. Gift card all day long. You stop by the Conoco and buy a Red Lobster gift card, and hey, Dad, you're the best.
You know, I guess it's easier for Mom. You can stop. If you don't get the gift card, you could get, you know, flowers, what are the other traditional Mother's
Socks.
Day?
I don't know.
You know, her favorite scent.
Yeah, there you go. A little perfume. Dad, I don't know. Dads are a little more difficult. We picked up some stuff for my dad a couple weeks ago, so we've been on it. I know Nick Nat kind of asked me, you know, what do you want for Father's Day a couple weeks ago? So I think she got some stuff. I'm super excited. I get to hang with my dad today, actually. We're going later this afternoon to go see the new Top Gun movie. So I'm super stoked about that. I texted him actually about 2 days ago on that. So there's my, you know, short time
frame. That's a fun thing for you to do with your dad.
Yeah, I said, you want to go to that? My tree. He's like, hell yeah, let's go do it. So the funny thing about that is, though, is the original Top Gun came out in 86. I was 6 years old. So I've really never even seen the whole movie, the original.
Yeah.
And I'm dying to see the sequel because everyone says it's so darn good. And so last night, laying in bed, I flipped on the old YouTube, and I watched the multiple five-minute recaps of Top Gun.
Oh.
So it just kind of crushes the movie into 5 minutes and gives you the bullet points of what you need to know. And I think I'm pretty well caught up. I think I can go see the sequel now.
You did a YouTube, like, Cliff's Notes.
It's exactly what it is, yeah.
And
there's all sorts of little sites on there that have that. It's like what they do is they take movies and squish them down to 4, 5, 6 minutes, and you get the synopsis of it, and you can go on with your life. And it was a lifesaver last night, so I did that for Top Gun, so now I can watch the sequel.
So here's the thing. I haven't been back to a theater in years, obviously. And I'm thinking about going to see that just because I'm curious how there can be so many people who say this is a, quote, perfect movie.
Yeah.
That obviously, you know, that word of mouth is working because I'm not a huge, my wife is a huge Tom Cruise fan. She loves him. And I'm like you, I saw Top Gun when it came out, but I don't think I've seen it since then. So that's only been, what, 36 years?
Yeah.
Or whatever. I haven't seen it since. I might have to do your Cliff's Notes.
You should, man. It's a definite lifesaver.
Huh.
But yeah, I'm like, you haven't been to a movie theater since COVID started. So it's been a couple years.
And did you say you guys are going
later
today?
Yeah, a little later today we'll do that.
Well, that's cool.
And then we're meeting back up on Sunday. We're going to do the little family barbecue. So mom's grilling ribs, I guess it sounds
sure,
like.
Sure, yeah.
So we'll be doing that on Sunday.
Guess what we're doing for Father's Day?
Tell me now.
Not a damn thing.
Hey, sitting around.
We don't look down our nose or make fun of people who celebrate. We don't. It's just not us. Like, we didn't do anything for Mother's Day. We don't do anything for Father's Day. Especially since Gretchen and I both have lost our dads, so we can't even make a phone call.
Sure.
It'd be a long-distance call, man.
Right.
We can't even make a phone call, and... You know, my son is, what, how many thousands of miles away is he? I'm sure I'll get a call from him, but we're not a big holiday family.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I guess, I mean, my dad's still around. I'm a dad. My brother-in-law is a dad, so.
You got it.
We'll be celebrating. We'll be getting cards and a couple gifts, I think. And
they went out and asked dads, what is the lamest gift you can get? And, well, 22% of dads say they get nothing.
Get but old some dads dad get, something.
I saw on the list that some dads say they get Pokemon cards. Now, your son is big time into that.
It's
and he's probably got
stupid.
Some duplicates, so maybe he could just get
give
you started
me some,
on your own.
You know what's
collection.
Pretty cute about him is I make fun of his Pokemon cards and the names of all of them and things like that. He has made me my own Pokemon cards, with the names that I call. Like, one of them is called a Charizard, and I call it a Charizfart. Haha, kids laugh. And so he made me a card that says Charizfart on it, and he drew a little character, and
See?
I keep it in my nightstand.
Aww.
Aww, I know. It's
There's
cute.
Not a dry eye
it's
in the room.
It's cute.
Right,
it's really cute.
Some of the other things that Dad said they got that they weren't really sure about, they get a lot of macaroni art, but that's, you know what, that's
again,
also
small
the
kids.
Aww thing.
Yeah,
you know, now, unless your kid is 27 and they're giving you macaroni art, then maybe... the fish plaque, is that the singing Take Me to the River fish? Is that what that is?
God, is that still around?
And one person said they got a taxidermied alligator head.
I don't know if I'd be mad at that.
So
it's actually kind of cool.